Manama Davidson, of course, the Greens co-leader, is with us today. We're talking vaccinations, we're talking Scotland, climate change and global effort as well. A warm welcome to you, Manama. Tēnā koe.
Morena tau, tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi. The vaccination numbers are slowly climbing, but sadly just reflecting that the way that things are rolling, it doesn't look as though we're going to hit our targets of 90% in time for Christmas. There's a big decision this government has to make. And do you think it will be made with a health focus in mind, or is there some political capital that will come into play when decisions are made about the changing of alert levels, particularly in Tāmaki Makaurau, Marama?
It seems like a bit of all things will be taken into consideration, I guess. Seen that already, eh? Like, it's not solely a health focus. The health focus would have seen that we actually stay with the elimination strategy for a bit longer, which is what I am hearing our Māori health experts call for. A solely health focused approach would have seen people receiving the sort of support they need to do that, whether that's rent freezes, more income assistance, more food assistance, mental health support, you know. But we've had some support, but not enough for the vast reality of what families are actually having to withstand. We possibly would have also seen a different communication strategy, which, you know, would have asked us to hold the line while we stay focused on a health-focused approach. So it's been a mix, as I think we can already see, and I think I expect that to continue.
Do you think we'll see a reduction? Everyone's waiting with bated breath to see what the call will be from Bloomfield and Ardern regarding Tāmaki Makaurau, frustration levels at breaking point, it would seem, in the city. What's your take? What's your expectation?
Gosh, so hard to say. I think, unfortunately, the privileging of certain voices in the media, and not all perspectives are given the same weight, Dale. So we have seen loud voices in the media who, you know, I mean, I'll just take John Key's example, who was printed in every single outlet and on every single broadcast, radio and TV, and that was a strong voice, you know, and it missed out a whole lot of other voices and perspectives. So it's really hard to say where, you know, what will influence them the most. I do want to acknowledge too that people are genuinely finding lockdown and the elimination strategy required, the lockdown required for elimination, really genuinely difficult, you know. And everyone is still the majority of people trying to do what's right, trying to keep each other healthy and safe. And, you know, that is really hard. But I think with some slightly bolder leadership message, we could have seen a little bit more of a weight for the elimination strategy, especially for those communities who need to catch up with the vaccination rate.
Let's talk about food insecurity. You know, we've been reliant, sadly, many families on food banks, and that's no shame or no fault of their own. But look, I was in the supermarket the other day. It was nearly $20 for a kilo of mince. You'd know this too. You're a mama. And you know, wages haven't gone up, but everything else has. You know, real people are getting the life squeezed out of them. And again, I'm reminded of the supermarket duopoly. What would you say of cost increases and the level of burden that vulnerable whānau are having to shoulder?
Yeah, exactly right, Dale. And I always feel aroha and mamai about knowing that there are so many whānau who just cannot afford some of those basics. So the cost of basics living, so housing costs, fresh fruit, vegetables, meat, protein, you know, all the things that we hope for people to be able to provide for themselves, those are the very items that are unfortunately far out of reach for far too many people. And that's why we saw Labor's AGM announcement over the weekend about some further support, further income support, which unfortunately, while we welcome every single dollar of extra support, it still wasn't enough and it's not kicking until April. That does seem to be a bit of a slap in the face for the realities of what people are having to face at the moment. I can't believe when I think I'm going to walk into the supermarket for a quick little, you know, $30, $40 spend and walk out, and it's probably closer to $100, you know, and that's just some basics, some milk and bread and a bit of meat and vegetables. And so that little bit of help, we could have gone a lot further, you know, and I really support those advocates like Child Poverty Action Group who are saying things like, we are not actually supporting those people on the very, very lowest incomes and their children. That's who is missing out the most through these hard times.
Thank you. And just finally, updates. What's taken your eye from COP26?
Oh, I mean, really, our young, particularly our young wahine, but our young Indigenous voices. We've had Brianna Fuin speaking for our Pacific Nations. One of our Pacific Nations voices. We've had India also speaking as young Māori for Te Ara Whatu. And I'm trying to, you know, what I've always done is wanted to raise those voices and amplify those voices as much as possible, speaking sense and truth and with a particularly young and Indigenous perspective on changing the system, not just combating climate change and emissions as such, but actually looking at the platforms of power and who holds it and who doesn't. So I'm really going to continue to highlight those voices in any way possible as well.
As always, appreciate your thoughts. Thanks so much for sharing them with us here on Pākehā. All the best until next time. Thank you, Marama.
Ngā mihi. Thank you, Dale.